ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. That question is related to the day that we are currently in. I'm speaking, of course, of the day of Ashura. As you know, today marks the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. This day is significant because on this day, the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was killed and murdered along with some of his choicest companions and family members on the plains of Ashura. For this reason, here on The Key and on behalf of IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad and solemn event. In this connection, the question that we want to pose today is about the virtues of Imam Hussein. The reason why we are posing this question is, until we don't realize the virtues of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, it's impossible for us to understand the gravity of this day and why it's so significant. In order to answer this question, we can look to the hadith which have been narrated regarding the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam has been reported as having said this. Now, this is a statement that he gave in his speech on the day of Ashura. He said, "Beware now this impostor, son of the impostor." He's referring, of course, to Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, the son of Abi. "This impostor, son of the impostor, has cornered me between two things, between unsheathing the swords and bearing humiliation. And far be it that we accept humiliation. Verily God, His Prophet, the believers, the sacred and pure lives which have nursed us and which abhor disgrace, have all refused that obedience to the ignoble men be chosen over an honorable death." So this reveals Imam Hussein's his greatness and his refusal to accept an unjust ruler. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam has been reported as having said this: "I heard Hussein alayhi salam say, 'If a man were to insult me in this ear,'" pointing to his right ear, "and excuse himself to me in the other, I would accept that excuse from him. And that is because the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, narrated to me that he had heard my grandfather, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, say, 'The one who does not accept the excuse of someone, be he right or wrong, will not arrive at the heavenly waters.'" This is another virtue of Imam Hussein, his tolerance and his forgiveness. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hussein in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz. a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.